Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
How are you guys doing today? You know, I'm having, you know, I'm just thinking about things, you know. I wanted to say that I say all kinds of things. All kinds of things on Blog Talk Radio. I love to talk. I know people around the world can probably hear me. You know, I get into intense conversations because I have so much to say. As you know, I'm a natural-born entertainer. I love to laugh and joke, but I love to really write and sing. I've been doing it for so many years. All-around entertainer, you can say, and to an extent I am. You can see my videos, my songs. Also, I have so many things to say, and I hope that people don't misquote what I say, because I'm very open-minded to all people, regardless if you're black, you're white, you're Asian, you're Latino, man, woman, gay, straight, transgender, whatever. I mean, in general, I'm a very open-minded guy. I always have been. That's what I was taught, and my experiences told me that, you know, there's so many, the diversity on this planet, so many personality means that we are all, we are all equal. We are all something to give to the planet that's worthwhile. Now, on a personal level, who I prefer or whatever, that's totally different. But it has nothing to do with it. It's just in general that everybody deserves to be treated with respect. Whoever you love or whoever you want, that's your business. That's my business. But whoever is on this planet deserves to be treated with respect and does not deserve to be hurt in any way. But I say that in general. That's a general thing. Political thing. Not personal thing as well. I'll leave it there. But I am open-minded politically. I'm liberal, if you haven't noticed. Democratic, if you know what liberals like me think, are very open. So I leave it there. There's no prejudice in this department. I do not condone prejudice of any type. At the same time, because of my worldview and learning about people as a young age, I also have so much, so many obstacles and limitations that just took me into the music. You know, you hear like rock songs, because I was a rock and roller when I was younger. I was so much into rock and roll. That's all I pretty much did. And I diversified, but I also was a pop singer. You know?
When I was young, I tried to be the best I could be. So I tried very hard at my school.
You can listen to that on Spotify. It's available. Tragedy. Whoever likes rock and roll. Tragedy is not what I am. It's truly a very positive song. It's not negative. People see the word, hear the word tragedy, and think it's negative. It's not. It's about overcoming obstacles. It's about school and coming across people who are not very healthy or try to undermine me. And that was the experience I have. But also obstacles and going for dreams or whatever it is that, you know, because I'm one of those Hollywood dreamers. I still will always be for eternity. because I came to Hollywood to be a star. And I have something to give. I'm an entertainer, you know. But someone's an entertainer, they either go to New York or L.A., someone like me, you know. Or Nashville, if you're in country music. But it's really New York and L.A. is where it is. And, of course, I could have went to New York, but New York is just as good, entertainment capital. But Hollywood is where it is, you know. And I am an entertainer. I write music. I do videos. I do silly videos that are movies. I've been in so many videos. I was in movies. I was in so much stuff. It's a product of creativity, something that I had to do with for the rest of my life in some aspect. I love making music. That's primarily what I do love to do. I love to write a song, sing, and write it. If it's collaboration with another person, that's great, or by myself. You know, I didn't use a keyboard in a long time. I had keyboards in the past, but I was either, you know, too poor to get lessons or to buy one, or I had too many. I was living at different places. You know, like I have a mailbox or somewhere, and I was living in different places, so I didn't have time. I had to survive, have time to play. So playing and making melodies is such a huge asset to my soul to write a song. I've been playing a little keyboard. So great. Oh, for entertainment purposes, there will be a new album. I hope it'll be out by July, but it may not be. Maybe August. It should be out in the next 3 to 6 months. It would be like a legacy album. It would be my 7th album. Will it be the end of my album release? Probably not. I'm not going to release an album, you know, right after that. It'll be a while. Because I'm making, you know, writing songs. The new song that I'm releasing is not going to be in a recording studio. It's going to be from a keyboard. So you hear me play the keys and sing. It's about love. Yes. I'm going to release that. I would like to perform in a Hollywood area. But, you know, I don't have a band. Like, I was jamming in bands when I was younger. But I hope, you know, creativity breeds creativity. I don't know where I stand with things. I have to create. I have to. But again, it comes with the philosophy that music is colorblind, and I am colorblind as well as blind to everybody. Everybody's equal, in my opinion, on a spiritual and philosophical level. And that's what the creation of music means to me. Of course, I talked about the traumas and the struggles that I have that brought me into music, you know, when I was a kid, you know, so much struggles as a young child and a lot of lessons. It was hard to even live or to be me, so I had to find a way. And creativity was just such an important key to write about all that stuff. And, I mentioned about Oprah. I mentioned about Oprah, Winfrey, and Prince Harry, and, you know, the trauma. You know, talk about traumas. You know, that would be interesting because I would like to write a book about trauma, my trauma, you know. And I think I will because the traumas that I had, so many traumas that I went through, even, you know, recently, you know, when it affects my head, and it's something I simply cannot understand. Sometimes it can be a trauma. But I handle it better than I did when I was younger, thanks to a lot of growth in therapy and a lot of awareness. Because for someone who came from a broken home and lived on the streets and suffered so much, came close to death, I realized that growth is what it is. And a survivor is truly a testament of learning how to deal with things. But I'm still learning. because I suffered so many traumas mentally, emotional, and physically that it will take a whole lifetime to heal. And one of the ways to do it is to be positive, go for dreams, still live my life, not let it overwhelm me. I learned to, with help and with a philosophy that I adopted, to continue to do what I need to do to be myself, despite the obstacles. So I had to laugh, I had to enjoy, I had to sing, despite what I go through outside or a memory or flashback or something going on. And, you know, the testament is I have suffered so much harassment, and not only bad experiences, but I can't let it stop me. But it's a good thing to write about, you know, write about a song about her being harassed. And, you know, I wrote about trauma, you know, and I wrote about struggle, but I don't want to write in that mode as I used to. I write in positive mode and sing. I have to sing it out to feel good, because I had to sing. When I first tried out for a band in upstate New York in Buffalo, it was a rock band, and we were singing was rock and roll songs, glam rock songs. I sung Bon Jovi, and I enjoyed it, you know, Guns N' Roses, Poison. I mean, that was my first rock band that I auditioned for. They didn't choose me for the lead singing spot, which I was disappointed. And that's the thing about trying to make it in the music business. Disappointments and rejections are common. So, but the key to doing it and to be happy and to survive it is stay healthy and persist. Persistence could be a whole lifetime. I met people out here who've been doing it for 30, 40 years. There's tons of artists out here living near Hollywood or in Hollywood who want that dream, like me. The competition is swift, and I'm going to do the best I can, you know, because it's part of who I am. I know it's part of who I am. I was just sent that direction. You know how I had to drop out of school when I was 16 of too much stuff, too much trauma. But then when I grow older, I went back to school. It's like, oh, I'm learning something new. But school is just a part of helping me become what I really want to come as an entertainer. I am an entertainer, but I know I have to progress and be as I am an intellectual. In either career, either department, if I'm going to have a career in intellectual or entertainer, that's good. But regardless, even if I become a school teacher or if I work for the city or something in the future or whatever, I still am an entertainer. So I have a balance. But I never going to give up on that dream. I've been a BMI ASCAP songwriter for 28 years. That was a time where I just got rejected by every label actually, I feel young, still young. You know, it's just a process of just continuing to do what I need to do to create. I wrote so many good songs, so I'm going to release Legacy, and I got so much energy to be and do what I need to do to make my dreams come true. My songs are out for you to enjoy, to buy. These little, you know. I am an indie artist. It's released to the world. You can see my songs on Vivo. I read books about my songs. You can Dove Night Songs has. I have books about all the lyrics to the songs, to most of the songs that are released. You can go on Genius. And look at the videos and look at the words that I helped write. Pretty much, you know, when I was in collaboration with another person, Dave, a lyricist in charge of, but I would say we were involved in every part of the song, you know, because I realized that, you know, the song is singing. I love to sing, and that, but that's the artist, and I'm the artist, the singer. I love to sing or play or whatever, but it's the, you know, the singer, the band's the artist, but the song is so important, perhaps just as or more, because what I sing or what I, you know, it's just the melody, the music, is so important. How the you know, the instruments, and how, what the voice is singing to, and what the voice, what the words coming out of the voice, the lyrics, is just as important, because it tells what the story, what the song is about, and connection. So if it's a whole song and you hear these melodies, which is great, but you hear the words, what the words mean, what the song is about. So if it's about love, it's about sadness, it's about, you hear the words. So it's both are so are equally important, and as part of the professional songwriting business, whoever writes a song, or lyricist, or make melodies, bless, God bless you. Yeah, it's so important. Both parts. Unless the song was just an instrumental, and most songs are not, you know, when it comes to the contemporary recording industry, pop, rhythm and blues, rock, country, jazz, what you hear on the radio, dance, you hear the melody and you hear what the singer sings. Those words are so important. But the singing, you know, I love to sing, because I started singing because I was tired of the rock and roll, what a lot of rock and rollers, you know, feel. You know, I feel, you know, a lot of pain, so I had to sing it out. I had to scream, or I have to sing it with emotion. Low, because my voice is low, but I can go and scream, you know, in person, in front of people, but I tend to sing in those low keys, but I can go in those high keys, vocally. What was really interesting of ignorance about music is that people were laughing at some people who didn't understand what rock and roll is, or simply did not understand what rock and roll or hard rock is. They were laughing at a jam band. I was in the band. We were just jamming. And unfortunately, it wasn't meant to be professional back a long, long time ago. And I was on stage, and I was screaming high, either falsetto or whatever, and then I was jumping up and down, and they were laughing at it like it was a comedy thing. If they don't listen to hard rock. And I know criticism comes sometimes, or a lot of times, from ignorant people who are not experts on music. There's a lot of hard rockers who do the same thing. Rage Against the Machine, Guns N' Roses, jumping up and down, screaming, doing the same thing in front of thousands, and they sell millions. So, and they don't understand what hard rock singing. You go to 95.5 KOS and listen to some of the songs and compare it to a rhythm and blues song. So, if they are that ignorant, then fine with me, because I dealt with ignorance all my life. I dealt with ignorance when people judged me and thought I was too sick and made fun of me because of my pants or the way I act. I thought I wasn't well when I actually was just lacking confidence and I was well enough. Or people who made fun of my intelligence, thought I was too dumb to do schoolwork or technology, or too dumb when actually I was having too many problems. I was suffering from depression at a young age, and I couldn't concentrate, and having traumas at my home, which prevented me from concentration. Well, I don't have to worry about that, because I did get my high school diploma. So it really is about just keeping away from the ignorance, because the ignorance come. And the traumas were from the ignorance, ignorant people. But I had to let that go and realize the wisdom is to move on and ignore that and continue to do what I need to do. But I'm not just a rock singer. I'm a pop singer. I really am a pop singer, too. So I love the pop singing. Pop singing fits my personality. Nice, calm, and joyful. And if I have a talent, if they, and, you know, when I listen to people talk about, oh, I can't sing, well, I want you and all that, that is their opinion. Whether they're wrong or right, their opinion do not determine whether I make it or not. Their opinion determine whether I continue to sing. You know, I'm a very, I go for dreams. Just now, I was, but then again, you know, I try to do the right thing, you know, whether it's music or schooling, and then I'm like, okay, I made a mistake. I made a serious mistake. You know, I made a mistake with the schooling. You know, I made a mistake. That's 32 points. You know, I made a mistake. You know, I lost 33 points, but it could have been higher, you know? It was an accident. I could have got a better mark. But I had to pick myself up and say, it's a mistake. As long as I'm passing, I contact somebody and say, as long as I'm passing, as long as I continue to do it and persist. Because I fall. I failed so many times. I was called a failure. Because, you know, because I didn't get hired by people when I sent my resume. I didn't get hired by the music industry. So I had to continue to persist. Because I got the gift to sing and write. I do have the talents and I do have the ability to get, you know, to the next level of upwards mobility. So I will continue to do the best I can and not listen to when they call me a loser. Because that is not fair. Because we can't compare, I can't compare myself to them or anybody else. I cannot compare myself to anybody else or anybody's life because we're all different. The reality of their life is different. And I do know a lot of people have those people have more normal lives or let's say average mundane lives. They were able to do things in where I wasn't. But I don't care. I'm going to do the best I can and be happy. Whatever I experience from past or whatever, I'm going to heal myself, you know? So I'm going to do that. And I, and one way is to continue to do my music. I will continue to do what I need to do. Whether it's ignorance or just bad luck, I will do what I need to do. And I will be okay. I will be okay. Good day, good night from Dove Night.